Oh my God, we're on module five already. I cannot believe it, my friends. Today I want to talk to you about how selling transformational work is different. Because here's the thing, here's why most of the business coaches out there can't help you to sell this thing that is so dear to your heart. And this is why so many of us have wound up getting stuck selling transactional stuff, because the people that we hired to help us to sell the thing that is so important to us couldn't help us sell it. And they told us that we had to, we had to niche down, we had to become much more well, much more linear, much more transactional in our approach in order to help people understand what we could do for them and therefore make them want to invest with us. Make them. It's a funny term and it's not really true, but you know what I'm trying to say here. Because the reality is that selling transformational work is incredibly different from selling transactional work, because those outcomes aren't as linear, they aren't as cut and dried as your coaches have taught you that you need to be. And this is going to be a big shift for you, and it might take a number of listens to this training. It might take a little bit of time, a little bit of practice, and that's normal. Like, that's absolutely normal. Do not panic. This will come in time with practice. But let me just explain it to you first of all, because the difference here, let me just like try and explain the difference between the transactional and the transformational. Because when you were doing transactional stuff, which is basically anything that a business coach has helped you to sell in the past, I'm going to use money because that's kind of my background, but it doesn't really matter what your background is. I just want you to like listen to the difference between the two. So if you are selling transactional, so if, for example, I help people make money by teaching them a system that includes adding 100 people a day to their list, driving them through a funnel system, an email system, pushing on their pain points, and making a new offer, say every fourth day, then it's really easy to understand how that can that will flick the logic switches in people's heads and make at least a small percentage of the, the 100 that you're adding every day, maybe one or two of those over a period of time will eventually buy, will eventually invest. It's easy to see, it's very logical to see why that would work. And so anybody who, it doesn't matter whether they're in alignment with you or not, anybody can see why that might work. But they can also see that everybody else is selling that same thing, or there are lots of different options of lots of different people who can sell that same thing, and therefore I have to differentiate my work in a different way, which is by, making out that my life is some kind of fairy tale, or whether it is or not, and using my resources to put my offers in front of the most people possible, so that instead of adding 100 people a day, I can add 1,000 people a day, or whatever. On the flip side, if like my work, if my clients make money because not because I teach them a system or anything like that, and not even that is necessarily what a client comes to me for, but if my clients do make money because my work allows them to really trust in everything that is inside of them, and to feel safe and fully embodied in their power, and to recognize that their work is exceptional and that they've always been enough, and that all the stories that they've been allowing to run their lives are fictions, and that we can simply melt them away, and then automatically everything that they do will shift, and they will make more money because people will be willing to pay them higher prices. Well, that's not so linear. That's not so logical. It's not so obvious. And this is why selling transformational work is so different. And it doesn't matter what you sell, it doesn't matter how what lens you look at people through, you can understand, you can apply that to anything. You can see why it's not so obvious, it's not so easy for people to logically, intellectually understand. And that's why it's so different. And this is where, and again, I'm going to get into the limbic system in real detail in module six, but this is where talking to the limbic brain becomes really, really important. We're talking to that what you might call gut instinct. This is when gut instinct really starts to play a part, like a massive part in selling transformational or talking about transformational work in a way that people get it, because it's not such an intellectual getting of it. There is some intellectual getting of it, but there is also a big piece which is gut instinct getting of it. And so I want you to understand that it becomes much more about why than about what. So much more about why we do it than the actual details of what we do. Which isn't to say that you would never talk about what you do, but it's always with an eye to the why. Which makes me sound like some sort of poet. So in order to really connect with the folks who will pay your highest ticket fees and feel really privileged and lucky to be able to do that, you have to connect with them over where your values align. And this is why I had you do that mission statement in previous modules, and I've had you keep on going back to it and looking at it and refining it. Or, you know, and if you don't like the word mission statement, I must admit, I don't particularly care for it, but it explains what it is. You know, you can call it a why statement, you can call it your North Star, whatever, it doesn't matter, as long as you always keep your eye on the why. Because helping people to understand why you're doing what you're doing, and that doesn't mean that you like literally type out your why statement and just keep on putting it out there. It all comes down to you expressing yourself through with an eye to the why. Yeah? So I really want you to think about that, an eye to the why. I always have an eye to my why. Because when you get really, really clear on that why and refine it over and over and over until it makes the fire inside of you absolutely scorching, like until you can like feel it in every cell of your being, then you know that everything that is coming out of you has an eye to that why. And you know, I would recommend like keeping this somewhere where you can see it, so that you can always kind of be looking at it and just reminding yourself. Because you know what, first you do have to remind yourself of why until it becomes fully integrated and embodied. And once you get really, really clear about that why, you can also start thinking about who is in alignment with that mission. Like, what is their situation? What desires are they consumed by? Why is their current situation not enough for them? What are they novices at? And what makes them really, really ready to evolve? So like talking for myself and putting this program together, the thing is that I know that I love to work with entrepreneurial women, and that's no shame or I can't think of the right word, but there's nothing against anybody else. It's just that I really love entrepreneurial women, particularly in the personal development space, because I feel like they already have a really clear idea that there is more for them, and that they are like risk takers. They are willing to do the thing to create the more. And there are different levels of that, and there are some people who are really, you know, really ready to really leap, and there are some that aren't, and that's absolutely perfect. But I feel, and this is totally subjective, and it's okay to be subjective sometimes, I feel that the people who are really ready for more, really ready to like grab life by the balls and change it for the better, I feel like they never settle for a job. They never settle for working for other people. They might do it for a while, they might do it for a long while, but there comes a point where they just can't settle for it anymore. And that is why I choose to help women who are already in the entrepreneurial space, already in the personal development space, because they have a concept of the world as being, of the universe as being like abundant. You know, a concept, even if they can't fully embody it, they have an understanding that life is huge and full of opportunities and limitless even if they don't fully embody that. And that is why I always direct my my messaging towards those women. It doesn't mean that that nobody who is not an entrepreneur could never resonate with it, and sometimes they do and have. But it means that I know that those are the women that excite me to work with, and therefore they are the women that I believe have the capacity to really leap and change the world. And therefore they're the women that I direct my work towards. The other excuse me, the other thing is that I know that they are consumed, the people who are really ready, the people who are really ready for me, I know that they are consumed by this feeling that what they are doing just isn't enough. Like, it just isn't enough. That the transactional stuff isn't enough. Or if they're doing transformational stuff, if they're, you know, if they're really bringing their transformational brilliance, their wisdom, their insights to the world, that they're not getting paid sufficiently because they can't talk about it in a way that excites people. And because they can't do that, because they haven't really fully embodied it, and they don't feel really safe in it themselves, because they don't do that, because they don't work with the clients who can really pick up what they're putting down, they don't get to evolve. And they're really hungry to evolve, but they can't do it because the people that they're working with aren't like helping them rise. They're not compelling them to rise because they're not rising. So it's like a chicken and egg situation. But that is what my people are consumed by, is this desire to rise. And they're not novices of business. They all have businesses. They have all sold their work. They have all delivered their work, some of them more successfully than others. And that doesn't really matter to me as much, as long as they're not novices in business, as long as, you know, they have learned how to sell and deliver to a degree. Because what they are novices at is really fully embodying their power and trusting in themselves and bringing that fully to their work, to their lives, to everything, so that they can evolve to the point where they recognize that they can change the world, and then beyond to actually changing the world. So yeah, and what makes them really ready to evolve is that they literally can't tolerate settling for anything less anymore. They know how to make money, they know how to sell their stuff, they know how to deliver. What they don't know is how to take the leap from what they're doing to the real high level, high life-changing, world-changing work that they are so hungry to do. So I want you to think about those questions in relation to your specific work and this higher level transformational program that you are starting to outline in the last module. It also helps to think of this person not like as an ideal client avatar. Like, think of them as a real person if you can. Maybe a past client or a dream client, someone who you just think, oh my god, they would be amazing. But you also need to check in that they line up for the right reasons. Like, you're not looking to save them, and you're not just like enamored with them because they've got lots of money, but like that they really feel like they tick all of the boxes, as in they're in the right situation, they are consumed by the right desires, their current situation isn't enough for them, and you know, you have a good idea of why, you understand that they're novices at the thing that you want to help people with, and you can see that they're really ready to evolve. You've got to really check in that they do line up for those reasons. And you can use a past version of yourself if you want to. It's not ideal, but if you can't think of anything better, then it's better than nothing. But really start to like get inside of the head of a person who is really ready for this work. Maybe a better idea than a previous version of yourself would be a previous version of somebody that you know has already done this kind of up-leveling. But also be careful not to look at people and think, oh yeah, they've already made this up-level, because we are so conditioned to see people who make lots of money and think, oh, they are already there. But the truth is that there are so many high-level entrepreneurs, as I've already said, in this industry, in our industry, who are making lots and lots of money and are getting triggered to fuck all over the place because they have not done the work. They are literally financially successful and fulfillment empty. Like, they are literally running on empty from a fulfillment level. So really be careful that you are seeing people for what they really are. And if you're in the VIP and there are people that you're looking at who are like in the public eye, like people that I can actually see on, you know, on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever, or just really well-known people, come and talk to me about what it is, about how you think that they match up, and I will actually help you to intuit what is going on with them from the things that they're putting out and the way that they're showing up online. There's a lot that I can tell very, very quickly, and a lot that you can tell as well, but you're probably not as practiced at it yet, about the truth lying underneath what is the facade that they are putting out. And then finally, you talk to them, not by pushing on their pain points, but with compassion for their current frustrations, and always an eye to your why, about why it's okay for them to want what they want, why it's normal and natural for them to want what they want. Because very often we think, you know, especially if we're making decent money in our businesses, we think if we look successful on the outside, we're like, well, what? I'm so successful, why do I feel so empty? Like, there must be something wrong with me. Like, there's a real eye to compassion in terms of it is natural and normal to feel this way when you are wired this way. Like, this is natural. Evolution and the desire for evolution is natural and normal. A real eye to compassion, a real eye to the why, about why it's okay for them to want what they want, why they deserve to have what they want, why they actually deserve that, and about how, and this is where you get into the how doing your work translates into, you know, embodiment of power, of safety, so that they can really step up and create the thing or the things that are consuming them. And seriously, this is a really different way of thinking. If you're sitting there right now thinking, oh my God, this is too much, just keep on replaying, keep on pondering. Take some time, let this marinate in your system for a few days. It will get easier. It is very different. It's no longer a case of pushing on pain points and providing short-term silver bullets. It's being compassionate, which is one thing that actually the system has not taught us to be. The system has taught us to prod people, to create pain, to intensify pain, amplify pain, so that people will feel so desperate that they will invest. This is very different. This is very much compassion, understanding and leading from a genuine desire to make the world a better place in whichever way your why is leading you, and demonstrating how serious commitment to emotional freedom is the key to permanent empower and thus true lasting success. And I mean success with fulfillment. It really requires you to trust that whatever is burning inside you right now is exactly what needs to be said, regardless of whether other people like it or not. It really, really doesn't matter whether other people like it, because the right people will get it. And I'm going to get into this in much more detail later, but this is how your marketing really becomes effortlessly. Because when you absolutely know why you're doing what you're doing, and you trust what is coming up, and you no longer have to waste energy on trying to say the right thing, but you just simply just share what is coming through, expressing whatever is seeking expression within you, and trusting that it's exactly what you need to say, that's what effortless really looks like. And the more empowered you become, and again, this is a practice, this takes time, but the more empowered you become, the more your messages will strike the chord that ignites the fire inside of, like, your meant to be clients, your kindred spirit clients. And that's not to say that you can't start signing clients immediately to your higher level work. You can, but that becomes ever easier as you really, really empower, really embody your power, and get to the point where the disempowered version of you, I don't really like the word version, but like the disempowered part of you really has no part in running your life at all anymore. Once you get there, the more your messages strike that chord.